tell me how I'm supposed to pop with no air. Can't breathe in LA, it's not fair. It's not fair, not fair. Got me out here in the heat sweating.
People always say that when they find out I'm from Atlanta.
What?
They be like, oh, but it's not as humid out here. I'm like, yeah, but it's 182 degrees. The fuck? Give me the humidity.
It's not fair, not fair.
Yeah, I don't know at what point that I just accept it's hot. We live in the desert. Mm-mm. Hot.
It's sweat. Several people have said that. They go, oh, but it's not as humid. It's humid out there. Right? Have you been to Georgia?
People be saying all sorts of shit about the South and have never been.
Have you even been?
That be their thing. They be like, it's so racist out there. It's so hot.
Is it racist
and humid?
It's
so many mosquitoes. It's so many. Have you been? No, but I read and I
right.
seen about. I'm like,
do you even know what humidity feels like? It's better than the sun cooking your skin.
Right.
At 120 degrees. Like, what?
Adds a little moisture. Helps you sweat, what you're supposed to do.
But yeah. Several people have said that to me.
Yeah. Post and Delete Podcast. I'm Keetra Long.
And it's with Clock Back In.
Clock it. Clock it. Hey, Wit.
Hey, girl.
We missed it.
Hey, girl.
We missed it, you, when you was on third row skid.
Mm-hmm.
We missed it, you.
Did you? It was fun back there.
What was so fun about it?
Not talking.
You are in highly weird right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to.
I'm in it. I'm not of it.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Did you catch that?
Buckle up, Buttercup. I caught it. I threw it right back. It was like a boomerang. How you been?
Been okay. How have you been, Keetra?
It's not fair, not fair.
It's been a doozy, I'll tell ya.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been a doozy. It's mostly hot in my life.
Mm.
It's hot flashes.
It hasn't. Oh.
Huh?
Oh, like your body has been hot.
Hot flashes.
It ain't been that hot in LA.
It's called me fleshy flashy.
No control.
Yeah, no control. I'm not supposed to be going through this. It's not my time yet. My life is full of sweat and sexless.
Oh.
It's full of unsexless sweaty nights. Lusting and longing.
You sweat when you have sex?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't you?
Not.
That mean,
I don't talk about that.
I'll tell you. That means it ain't good, queen.
That's not what that means.
That means it ain't good,
that's
queen.
That's not what that means.
Why you?
No, not all the time.
The
no.
The dry sex.
Anyway.
The dry signal.
Anyway.
Yeah. So just full of sweat, dizzy spells. But, you know, she'll be coming around about.
You said dizzy spells?
Yeah, lots of dizzy spells.
You didn't seem as, you didn't seem to be as, like, sick and down this time around as you have been.
That's because. No. Yeah, I mean, the further they go on, my body just like, yep, here come the poison.
Yeah.
The further
you think your body's getting used to the chemo?
Yeah. At first, my body was like, hold on, bitch. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now, what is this you putting in me?
Yeah.
You don't even be putting aspirin in me. What
I was
is
like, whoa.
What is this?
That's a lot.
Body said, currently sweating.
Mm.
Yeah, so I mean, treatment time going down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my first treatments, I promise, I was in there for about 6-7 days.
Oh, you mean you mean the length of time you're in there for the treatment?
Yeah. I was a strong 6-7 days at first. And then, it's like, at first it was like 6.5 hours, I promise. And then it's dwindling down. So I was like, is we winding down?
What makes it shorter?
I think at first they were talking about, you know, just taking precautions and slow drips.
Oh.
Slow drips to.
Because you do IV.
Yeah, to avoid like allergic reactions and stuff like that. So slowly. Slowly but surely. Slowly but surely.
That's good.
Yeah. Bald head Keith in the building.
I wanted to talk about that, but I didn't think you wanted to talk about that.
I picture myself going to the club and they'd be like, bald head Keith in the building. Brr, 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 brr.
You look good with a bald head though.
Do I?
It's a look.
Oh, I feel here's the thing. I feel so supported, and I know y'all want me to feel good about myself.
You don't believe it.
I do. I see myself every day, but it's like, y'all, my circle, y'all put so much pressure on me.
Pressure on what?
Pressure on me. Show your head. Show your people.
I just don't understand why you don't show it.
I do show it.
To whom?
You looking at it right now.
For the first. You had on a bonnet for a month as if.
My hair be
as if you needed one.
Oh, you bitch.
What's she protecting?
A porn.
Man.
Oh, you bitch.
Yeah, I feel like you should go out more with your head out.
It be my scalp.
It's hot cold. Outside. Your scalp would not be cold. The sun might feel good on your scalp.
I don't. First of
if y'all can see how Keisha is looking at me.
It because it's a group like wit. My closest friends and my family be like, where are your hair? I'm like, first of all, none of y'all, with the exception of my auntie Melissa. Shout out, Lil Bill.
See? That's why.
We two little bills. Nah, my auntie Melissa hair much fatter than mine.
Oh my God.
She know. It's her hair. She been living with her hair her whole life. She know. She know.
Nope. Don't even. Do not even.
Yes, please. Guys are on the sea.
Oh my God. Sick of guys.
Don't you talk about my boy.
I'm sick of him.
Don't you talk about my boy.
But yeah, I feel like you should show off the bald head. I think it looks good. It's a look.
See what the operative term was there?
What?
I.
I mean, of course, it's your decision. I'm just telling you my opinion.
I keep getting opinions. Okay, I'll tell you what. Episode 10, when we go to video.
You know we on 7.
We on 7. Episode 10, we go to video. I show my head on the Patreon. Okay. That's what we doing.
Okay.
Does he have butthead? What the hell? Yeah, butthead.
Stop.
Hey, yo, we got this thing. Y'all want to hear Wit laugh so hard?
Mm-mm.
I do this.
I'm not laughing at you, teacher.
Y'all, we was in Atlanta. And we passed by this Indian place.
What?
And we was driving. We passed by Indian jewelry.
It was a jewelry place.
Indian jewelry store.
You remember that? That's funny.
And now it was a bendy. Bendy, bendy. Bendy, 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 bendy. Whit, y'all, Whit was driving, almost scared us off the road. She was laughing so hard.
She's so stupid.
Oh my God, I can't believe you would say a thing like that. What's been up, Whit? Let's talk about what's been going on. I told you today when we were talking about the podcast. Who did I speak to today, friends or family, where my draw is just like, I
what?
My draw, like, I hear it. It's so prevalent. That's probably because I, you know what? It's because I've been inside. Oh, you know, do you know what a southern drawl is?
Yes, Keetra.
Oh, well, I mean, you...
Because you act like you sound different. You sound like you.
But I feel like I hear it so... Is that how I sound all the time?
Yeah, maybe because you ain't talking to too many people out here in LA. Maybe.
Yeah. Definitely in the valley.
Yeah. Because you've been inside and you're talking to, like, your people who are in the South.
Yeah. Like, so. Like, get off my left. Hold on, I gotta go. It's a baby alligator.
But yeah, you sound like yourself. You don't sound any different.
Yeah. But also, you know, I talk to my auntie like every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she talk a millisecond. Very soft spoken. I love my auntie. My baby.
Tell my auntie P.
Ain't P.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't P.
She talk really slow.
And she be listening. She be giving us all the notes for the Post-it Delete podcast.
What she be saying?
That was good. I listen to y'all. Y'all talk so long. Y'all just talk so long. It's an hour. I had to break it up into sections. You know, she's out of the podcast generation.
Yeah, y'all can stop it right here.
Right. I broke
15
it up.
Minutes and keep it moving.
Hold on. Like, I ask her something. I'd be like, how you? I was like, you like, what do you like about? Because, you know, we cursing. You know, she go to church every 2 seconds, so we can't. Mm-hmm. But I ask her one question, and she'll be like, it was good. I like the part where she, and then she'll tell me stuff that where I know she listened.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, I had to break it up and say, I'm like, all right.
She let us as far as I got.
All right. You ain't got to say all that.
Mm.
I listened to it over 6 days. Like,
over 6 days.
That's what she said last time. I was like, so you didn't grasp anything.
She never gonna catch up, and we missing weeks.
Right.
That's hilarious. Right.
There's a lot of people ain't caught up, but I'm looking at our data.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm excited. I'll talk about it at the end, but okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's basically I did my health update. I feel like I've been doing good. Legs been crampy.
Yeah, new symptoms.
They were cramping a little bit, but they cramping like it's giving senior hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving very senior hours, but I'm like, oh, man.
Are you sharing how many treatments you have left, or you just want to hold that close until you know for sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll hold that close.
Okay.
And don't you ever ask me that again in public. I told you one time.
Yep.
Anyway. Can't you get that through your thick, greasy head? Dang! What do be wrong with you, gal?
I mean, I was just asking.
You be questioning me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You little tight-eyed turtle.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. My son is over there.
See? No. Ignore him. Please.
It's hard when he over there thrashing.
I'm ignoring just fine.
He just...
Join in.
Thrashing his stuffed animal.
He's occupying himself. He fine.
I know. He's not barking. He not jumping on us.
Right.
Please. Let that man rock. But he about
please. As long as we can't hear it on the mic, it's cool.
All right, so let's get into it.
Mm-hmm. What you wanted to talk about this week?
House rules.
House rules.
I ain't gonna even do no long introduction, baby. Y'all been stopping by. Ever since episode 4, Let me know if you need anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People been asking what you needed.
And that's not the problem. They've been coming by.
Somebody gonna feel attacked.
I hope so. I hope so.
So what's your house rule?
Please. Let me say this before you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, I'm sweating.
Already.
My attitude can't even get above a 5.
You're not above a 5 right now?
Yeah.
It's feeling like a 10.
You're feeling like a hater. You... I don't know what type of energy I'm reading from
it's,
you.
It's giving 8.5.
8.5? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that was light.
Wow. That's crazy. You industry people.
Hush, witty bump bump. Yeah, a lot of people have been coming by.
Mm-hmm.
Since the episode, that's to let me know if you need anything. I promise you, I was just talking about one particular thing, but then that made me think, and everybody took offense, and everybody tried to step up.
Everybody takes everything
personally. Everybody tried to step up like the movie. And so, I'm going to come out and see you. I want to know what you have. Hey, come back. Like, bullied into physically letting my friends come over.
Mm-hmm.
My, now, these are close friends.
I was saying, you got a lot of friends.
You know, I really didn't realize that until, right. Like, you pointed that out, mm-hmm. And I was like, shit, I do.
You do.
God dang, fam, you out. No, you don't come by here.
You got a lot of friends.
I will see you when I am well.
Mm. I want to see how you're doing.
I said, hey, you been doing the prayer? You did the prayer? Like, remember when you ain't calling, ask me what I did, I said, do the prayer. Did you do the prayer?
You want to see what you're looking like.
Today, I don't know if I should say it because I don't know if she listened.
Don't tell her about the podcast.
I'm scared. It's on my social media. I'm pretty sure. I be like that. That's I be wanna say so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I be wanna say so much stuff, but I can't say it cause they love me.
Yeah, you don't wanna offend nobody,
right?
Yeah,
right. But also, first of all, I'm never short on words. I'm never lost for words.
That's a fact.
If I am,
no, yep.
If I'm doing that to you. Let me go. Loose me. Let me be free.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, because you can talk.
I can go.
Yeah.
I can go.
Mm-hmm.
Is if I like talking to you.
Right.
If I like talking to you, I can go. And you shut up the quiet place. I've had it with you today.
I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
Have you been drinking again?
Mm-mm.
You know, y'all know we got a drinking problem.
Girl. Shut your ass up.
See you one next time.
Ain't got no drinking problem.
Y'all know.
Anybody who drinks, teacher think they got a drinking problem.
We'd be drinking in the closet. I try to tell her. It's okay. You don't have to have a squig for everything.
I don't.
She'd be like, the pressure.
Anyway, girl, what were you talking about?
Wit got a sneak of paint in her coat at church problem.
I don't go to church.
Okay.
So shut your ass.
You couldn't let my joke rock.
No.
I feel like that was
good. No, thank
good.
You. It wasn't.
I feel like I've been doing some good writing on this here podcast.
Have you?
Okay. It's all about the edit. Mm-hmm. It's all about the edit. But people have been coming by. And I'm so grateful. I am so grateful. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't know why people act like they don't know. Like, the rules. My rules are very simple. Stay at home. Stay at your house. When you come to my house.
That's not true, because you were very excited for Vaughn to come.
Vaughn different. That's like my sister. I told her everything. She already know. I was very excited when Vaughn came. She's like my sister. She know all this stuff. So it doesn't really like translate to her. But I feel like people have bullied their way into my home. Mm. Like, if you free to, I just want to say, you know what's really funny? Remember we was all sitting around with Bun, and she was like, I do have very bad days, like horrible days. Like, I think, sidebar. I think people who commit heinous crimes, and I'm not talking about people who just, like, you know, get caught up the wrong way. People who commit heinous crimes should have to do chemo.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
I promise you, crime rates would go down. And I'm like, the system would get their money. And then they could stop getting free labor. Do the chemo. Everybody gonna act right.
You'd be surprised.
No, I don't want to be surprised. Let that stand in my mind. That's the... Oh, do chemo and then make them drive on the 405.
Do chemo and take a hike. Take a hike up a mountain after doing chemo.
Anyway, Vaughn was just like, I mean, yeah, you look like yourself. You just look way better. I was like, did you think I was going to be emaciated? What did you see? What the
fuck? You probably know what to expect.
It'd be crazy. People come over. I think people come over to look at me.
To see how you look.
Yeah, because remember, my other friend came over and she was like, because the lady at my job looked horrible. Mm-hmm. I was like, thanks for the vote of confidence. I mean, shit. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I feel like I look like myself.
Mm-hmm. You do. You do look like yourself. Very much so.
Yeah. But I don't know what people be expecting. Because Bob was looking at me like, and also my other friend too. She was like, huh.
Well, yeah, they're probably drawn from, you know, outside experiences or how they see other people who are going through a similar situation and how they look.
Yeah.
And you just look like you decided to shave your head. That's it.
I mean, I reckon that's a good thing.
It is.
Yeah. I feel
young and healthy. So you're handling it very well.
Also, too, I don't know. I do see younger people at chemo, though. Mm-hmm. It's very scary. It's an alarming number of younger people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because at first I was feeling bad. Like, my first day in, well, like, even my first time, just be a lot of older people. Mm-hmm. A lot of elderly people. Mm-hmm. A lot of older people. And then you'd be like, dang. And then everybody's looking at me like I'm a ray of hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, even, like, my chemo nurses, they'd be like, wow. I don't know. I guess that reaction, they be like, I don't know, it kind of throw me off, because it feel like I know I'm being delusional when I say this, but it feel like an expectation or something, because they be looking at me like a beacon of light.
Is that a bad thing?
No, but it's like,
Oh no, sometimes I don't want the light.
Oh, you don't want to. You don't want to be the light, but sometimes you are a light.
I didn't know you felt that way. Right, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, when people come over. No, but you are a light. Uh-oh. You are.
That's great.
I think it just translates over to this situation as well.
That's incredible to hear. That just give me a reason to keep on fighting.
You should.
Tear. Okay. Cheer, tear.
All right. So the house rules.
Yeah, before I get emotional. You know it don't take nothing for me.
Yeah.
I get emotional if the wind blow. I'm like. Pisces. Yeah, people come over looking crazy. But I have a couple of friends in particular. My friends of the mayonnaise melanated.
Okay.
My friends of the wife beater texture. And a little bit my lightly toasted friends. My sunny side up friends.
I swear I'm about to tap out.
I got a couple friends come over. You know, back to making lists. I made another list. But a couple of my friends, they came over, and we cool. You know, it's cool. I'm a vibe. Like, I'm chill. You want to be in my house. Smell good, feel good. It's a very relaxed ambiance. True or false?
Well, in your home?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they be coming over here just going to my refrigerator.
Oh. Right. Like, without asking?
Yes. I mean, like, walk from the door to my kitchen. What's you eat?
That's crazy. Do they wash their hands before they go in your kitchen?
No!
Well, those are cultural differences.
And all the hairs are gone out of my ass right now. No, but if they were, it would really tweeze them. It would really tweeze them. Because why would you do that?
So what, do you have a list of house rules? Not going in your refrigerator, I'm pretty sure, is number one.
I do have a list of rules. And they, not like posted anywhere in my house. Right. But
just expectations.
When you walk in my house, take your shoes off. It's a lot of crime, violence, and dust out there on the streets.
That's common. Okay. That should be common.
I don't know. I don't know if it's common for some people. They act like, but some people act like they... Some people act like they are highly offended when I say take off your shoes.
Really?
They look crazy. Unless you already been over here before.
They make floor mats that say that now. Maybe you should get a floor mat. Take them shoes off before you come.
I might add it to my Amazon wish list. I hope y'all been subscribing to that. I don't even have no Amazon wish list.
Have you even mentioned that or made
I be lying sometimes. I be lying about my aspirations. Mm-hmm.
So take your shoes off.
Take your shoes off when you walk in my house. Why would you walk
through somebody's house with outside shoes on? Yep. That just came from, yeah.
I will shoot you. Take your shoes off. Mm-hmm. Don't go in my refrigerator.
That's crazy.
Don't go in my refrigerator without washing your hands. I put my hand on my refrigerator handle. Why would you put your mangled ass fingers, your bald head fingers on my refrigerator? Don't do that. Yeah. Don't put that on my refrigerator handle. Don't do that. Don't come in my house. Oh, man. I had a friend.
had a friend. A lot of people have lived with me over the course of my time in LA.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just nice like that. I'm nice like that. I've let people bum it up. Bum it up. You know? But only because when I first moved to LA, I only knew one person, and that's the person that got me here.
Mm-hmm.
And she got evicted, and I was living with her. We was living in Beverly Hills. We was living it up, baby.
In Beverly Hills. In Beverly,
Beverly Hills,
Hills,
right next to the Beverly Center.
Oh, okay.
Living.
Yeah, I was
living. Before I found out about the real rich parts of California, uh-huh. Real rich parts of LA. Before I start doing, okay. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Yeah. So I had this one friend from alum, and she stayed with me for a little while. And you know I'm nocturnal.
Yes.
You know I'm nocturnal. Hey, baby, it's got to be dark in here, okay? I'm a night person. I wish it was 24 hours of night.
That's crazy.
And I remember the first day she moved into my place, she was like, well, you need to open up a window. Wide open my window. Hold on, bitch. Why would you come?
Started burning.
Why would you? What? I was like, why would you try to come in my house and provide sunshine?
Oh my God.
I don't need that. I was like, oh, you gotta go.
That's crazy.
Oh, you gonna have to go.
If you want some natural light, you need some vitamin D.
Hey, first of all, sit your ass down. This is very temporary. This is very temporary. How you gonna come to people's house and open their window? Don't open my then you know. Then you know I don't like be I don't I it's hard for me to be direct with people sometimes when I'm trying to be nice. I can't be nice and direct.
Okay,
like the two don't go because I'll be a bitch. But
that's a
so
whole
I just
another episode.
So yeah, mm-hmm. So I aggressively I just start closing the window. I like snatch my car.
Yeah, <he's...
laughs> I snatch my car. I close my blast. And then I turned and I looked at her. But she would do it like every day. And one day I came home, I was like, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When I come in here, okay, I don't want no sunshine in.
Yes.
Okay. When I come in here, please. Okay.
That's a crazy statement to make.
Okay. I needed to lack sunlight. Don't do it or you gotta go, man. And she stayed with me for like 2 months. I was like, you know what, maybe I should go. It's getting very stressful to come to my house. It is very
now she's trying to brighten it up. Yeah, you was like, absolutely not.
I was like, ain't no plants in here. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? You are sleeping on a pull-out couch.
Oh my God.
You don't have a pull-out couch attitude. And if you need help with that, I can show you how to get it. It's on the other side of the door.
Okay.
See. Oh. This story is kind of embarrassing, but I'm gonna tell it. This is another house rule. You can't be no bitch ass nigga staying at my house. No hoe ass nigga. Yeah, don't come by.
What? Okay, what makes that embarrassing?
If you. Yeah, just don't be no. Okay, so my homeboy Malik. Beep. You ain't got to take that out. I want him to know this story because he knows. Actually, he was a friend of a friend. My homeboy. he was cool with my best friend, with one of my best friends. And then he wanted to do something. Like he was working as a PA. Yeah, he was working as a PA.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Is that a personal assistant?
A production assistant.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Oh, I guess you can call him. But that's not what that is. No, it's a production assistant.
Okay.
He was a bit older than me.
Mm-hmm.
30 at the time. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he was a grown man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He had a girlfriend. Okay. Look, let me tell y'all what happened. I used, like, my apartment. One of my first apartments was like the bullshit. It was sometimes the plumbing worked, sometimes it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a really nice place. So I didn't really have to think about it because I ain't used to be at home that much. But he was staying there. And I guess one time I number two'd in the toilet and flushed it and it didn't go down. And when I came home, he was on the couch looking like upset.
Mm-hmm.
Upset. Like he was like, I want to talk to you.
Okay. Like you were staying with him.
Right. He was like, I want to talk to you. And then like his phone rung. He was like, I know he was on the phone. This nigga handed me the phone. It was his girlfriend at the time, and he told her.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you must go.
What was she saying?
But, he was like, he called me, and he was like frustrated, because he said you had used the bathroom, and you ain't flushed the toilet, and like, he felt like that was nasty and he didn't like that and he wanted you to be considerate. I was like, yeah.
So she was speaking for him. And he was staring at you while she was on the phone talking
yeah.
to you?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, hey. No fucking way.
Oh,
I ain't no way.
Why he wasn't staying with his girlfriend?
She was in Philly.
Oh.
He was from Philly. He's from Philly. Mm-hmm, he's from Philly.
Okay.
But also, after I was like, yeah, so you're going to have to go. How long do I have? You have until now.
Aww.
Right now. I don't care.
Well, that's silly. Can't do that.
I didn't. You're not going to mother me in my own motherfucking house.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But then I have a guy. He was a product of the correctional facility.
So he should be used to stuff like that.
I think he was trying to get unused to it, and that must
PTSD.
Have been a trigger for him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was that. But so sad for you.
Okay.
So sad for you. You have to go. I was like, I can't believe that. That was wild to me. I had that. I was like, I know the motherfucker.
Just handing the phone and watching, staring at you while you on the phone with him.
Right. It was
the image of that. Is
like
hilarious.
It was wild. I'm gonna put that in a sitcom because. That was another rule. One of my homegirls, she just had a baby. I know postpartum is a thing. I'm very sensitive to that.
Uh-oh.
I'm very aware. Being my little niece, she came over my house. Now you know, I'ma always mess with that white furniture. You know, nothing says single, sexy, and solitude like white furniture. Ain't no kids in here. I'm young, I'm free, I'm wild.
Nothing says black woman from the South like white French.
Black woman from the South, is that what that says?
Yes. You'll have your white room when you get in.
Yes, absolutely.
Girl.
When I get my big house.
Oh my God.
When I get my big house.
And nobody sit here, nobody just walk by. Here.
This is the room. This room is for show. So it's black. People. It's people that get very offended by like people's lifestyle. Well, what the room is for if you want it? I said it's the motherfucking I mean, look at. That's what I want to happen. That's what it is.
Okay. Gotcha.
Gonna have to bleep. I'm just cursing.
I ain't bleeping none of that.
Have to bleep. So. Anyway, yeah, she had just had a baby. She was not she just, but. She was fairly like, probably like one, maybe two. I had all white furniture. Not just like the royal white chair like I have now, but
the royal white
the chair. Royal white chair.
Okay.
You
had a whole set.
Yeah, the set. Is it called furniture? That's real South Carolina. Set of furniture.
A set?
A set. My sofa
set. Is that
set,
not how you...
My living room set. I don't think I've ever described it as a living room set.
Yeah, but when you go to a furniture store, the set is this price and the individual pieces are this price.
I don't think I've ever picked out a set.
Oh. Oh, well, that's a personal... Yeah. Yeah. You always want to... Go ahead. Anyway.
Yeah. I'll be piecing, baby.
Yeah.
Piecing.
Yeah.
Style. Elegance.
So you had a white set.
See how you disobeyed the rules right now. You so we I flipped my cushion because my grandma we flipped cushions at the house. Flipped my cushion. She got red Kool-Aid. She just spilled the baby a whole cup and then tell me.
Didn't tell you?
I didn't say a thing.
Oh, so you flipped it over and saw it?
Yeah. To this day, if I had nose hair right now, that would really
send your
burn
nose.
Burn my nose. That would really. If I had underarm hair right now, that would really.
That's just decency. To spill something and, you know. Like, yeah. Let me know.
Like who do that? Who does that?
That's crazy.
That's very classless.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
With that being said, that's why I got all the rules. It's trial and separation era.
Mm-hmm.
Trial and separation era.
Interesting.
One time, and although my white furniture took a beating.
That's why you don't need white furniture.
I do. What I need is for people to stay away. Just stay at your house. Destroy your stuff.
I was about to say, that's my house rule. Don't come.
You only got one.
That's
simply
it.
Put.
Stay at your house.
I see you on the other side of my door.
Where do you want to meet?
Yeah, I mean, I love having company. Respectful.
You love having company?
Not really, but friends, I mean.
Ooh. You like having company.
No, I spend. How much time do I spend alone?
I don't know.
Honest. I'm asking you to let me know so I know.
I don't know. You tell me.
I spend quite a bit of time alone. Okay. A decent amount of time alone. What is it, 24 hours a day?
I don't know. 24.
Round that up, take that away, multiply that. Yeah, 24. Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time alone. So I'm okay with being alone. But I do like for my friends to come to me.
Mm. Oh, okay.
If you must see me, yeah, come by here.
Nah, I'll stop by.
Yeah. And you'll stop by
there. Yeah.
I come over there. You know what? It what just so happened I got to go to the grocery store.
Yep.
On my way.
I'll stop by. What time you going to be home?
Right. But yeah, it's just crazy how disrespectful people be.
It is crazy, yeah.
I be having, even after I learn my lesson, I still don't learn my lesson. Because people come stay with me and, real pet peeve. Why would you, A, take my silverware out of the house if you visiting? Okay, why would you take, look, I don't give a damn if you pack, sack, or stack your lunch. Don't take my silverware. I have cheap silverware for your pleasure that you could just take. I have cheap silverware. You
want to take? Personal attack. She's throwing this way.
No, somebody else. That besides you. And I need y'all to stop. I need y'all to stop.
I said my bad. My bad.
All y'all coming over here.
I bought you another set.
You did, and you. I mean, I think of all the shit people have fucked up. You would be like one of two people that have actually, you know how people disregard and dismiss?
Yeah.
Be like, I'll buy you another one.
And don't
Never
ever.
Never seen it again.
Yeah.
Never seen it again. I feel like I just go to people's house and I chill in one spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
like for however long the visit is, I'll be. Where you go? I'll be right here.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't need to be ramen and broken. I don't get comfortable at other people. Unless it's like a bun house, I get comfortable.
Yeah, I say it depends on how close you are, though.
Yeah. But I also don't go to her house and disrespect it.
Yeah. Because some people are like, girl, go in the kitchen and get what you want. Don't ask me.
Yeah. Any. Some people free like that. Mm-hmm. Not me.
Gotcha.
Not me. Well, it depends on who it is, actually.
Right.
It depends on who it is. But I actually wish my friend in particular that I'm talking about, I really wish she would just not just come in here and go to my refrigerator. Mm-hmm. I wish she would.
Yeah.
Act white, think black. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that.
That's an interesting thing to say. Okay.
Please. You know I'm very meticulous.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. You meticulous too.
Mm-hmm. That's just because I'm an only child though.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. Why,
yeah. Are
why
you?
Am I doing this?
Yeah.
I'm doing it for the people that's listening. Are you? Tell us about that. Only child. Yeah, but a lot of it is a pet peeve of mine because it's stuff that I wouldn't do.
Right.
So it's like, why would you come over here and do that?
Yeah, but that's where we always mess up. We have expect people to do things the way that we do it. And we know that's not realistic.
Again, that's what I do all the time. On a consistent,
on a consistent
basis. I have very high expectations of people only to get let down.
Yeah.
They're my dumb ass be sitting there. Why would they do that? Because that's who they are, Keetra.
Yeah, but if you love them, you got to accept them for who they are.
Yeah, I do. I accept everybody for who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, once I start realizing people can't be as perfect as me, then maybe my life will be easy. But yeah, that's the rule. Don't touch nothing. Don't breathe. Come by here.
Sit down.
Look at me. If that's the goal.
Right.
If you came to look, do the museum stare. Stare at me like you're doing the Mona Lisa. Oh, is that it? Is that all it? Have you ever seen the Mona Lisa in person?
No, not in person. But, you know, we know it. We all know what it looks like now. All right. You don't really have to go see it. We all know it's small and it's underwhelming.
It's so underwhelming. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, is it a Mona Lisa?
But that's it.
The Eiffel Tower too. Like any of like
LA.
Like I had to right. Right. You mean yeah. to tell me.
The Walk of Fame. You be like, what the fuck?
Huh?
The Walk of Fame? Yeah. You like, what the? This it? This is dangerous. Should we be over here?
Is that how you feel?
Yeah.
Dangerous?
Especially at night.
Right. For real.
Whoa.
Look. It's a block. You need to tell
it's
me.
It's gift shops and homeless people.
Right. Right. Well, when I came, I was like, you need to tell me. Y'all yeah. base a whole culture off three blocks?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So y'all made the TV look like three blocks.
Run down blocks. It ain't like it's nothing to see. Yeah, like I said, you're going to get t-shirts and shot glasses that say, I love L.A. Million. That's it.
Probably a multi-million dollar.
It's insane.
A bunch of people from South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, it looked like the boardwalk in Myrtle Beach in the 90s. That's what the that's what that area looked like.
With that being said, I think it's time.
What's it time for?
Them the rules. Do you have any rules that you would like to add?
I told you, don't come. I'll come to you.
Sound safe.
Yep.
Sound like a safe bet.
And like you, I'll sit in one spot and look at you, have a conversation, and all right.
You are very respectful when you come by. You be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With that being said, it's time for TVT. Man, I feel like I've been waiting for this segment like for 2 weeks now.
You about to make somebody mad.
I will. Please be mad. If you mad, write a paper on it.
Send an email.
Yes, please. Share your thoughts and opinions that I will ignore. And that I do have the option to ignore. Just like you have the option. Ignore it. So, we saw Sinners.
Oh, we sure did.
For it, like, yo.
Oh, man.
On a scale of 1 to over and on a scale of under to overwhelmed. On a scale of over to and underwhelmed, I give it a. Oh, man. Is that what all the hype was about?
Yeah.
Man, and I kind of said it all like on my Instagram stories. And then somebody tried to argue me. Dog.
They said it went over your head.
Buddy. Pal. Amiga. Like, sir, I don't care what you're. I said, no film has the diaspora between. And you know what?
What? Wait, what?
Honey. It was a hotel Muslim. Don't even.
Oh.
Don't even.
I just, me personally, I think that's the problem with, social media and seeing all the hype before you experience something.
Glazing. It's, they be out here glazing.
It just makes the expectations, you know.
I feel I feel like I was set up for something that I
wish I would have saw it before seeing all the hype.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have enjoyed it more.
Yeah, I feel like I wanted to draw my own conclusion. I feel like I was cheated out of my own conclusion. Mm-hmm. Like people had raved about it so much. And
right,
I was
gonna, pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like I just kept waiting for all the rage.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I know it's coming. Oh, I sat down for 2 hours and some change.
It went by fast, though. The 2 hours went by really fast.
Yeah. But also.
I thought it was going to be something to think about. like
they said ill. don't tell nobody you don't have no extra thoughts. It's not a deep think piece. Tell,
because everybody keeps saying, "Oh, I'm gonna go watch it again," because I didn't. But then again, maybe that's why, because I heard so much about it. Even though hearing so much about it, people really didn't give it away. Like a lot of stuff I was surprised about, like the twin. I don't want to give a spoilers, but a lot about it, I was people, like, oh,
everybody's seen it but us.
Like the twin.
When you say guy, give away.
The twin being bit so early in the movie and stuff like that. I wasn't expecting that.
I don't feel like it was early.
I thought it felt early to me. It felt rushed to me.
Oh, wow.
To me. It felt, the movie in itself felt like really rushed. So it didn't feel like there was any room to have a deep moment. Like it wasn't thought provoking to me. But they're going to say it went over.
It just went over your head. Well,
I got it.
Well, you just wrote your ticket out of Hollywood, sugar.
But what did we say it was like? It was like a Idlewild Lovecraft country.
Also, every single person I talked to, this would really, if I had hair on my back.
Here we go.
This is what really pissed me off about people. Because everybody was mostly saying the same thing. My white friends and my black friends. And mm-hmm. in this kind of, I was like, what? Oh, the singing, the song, the dancing.
Oh.
What? Yeah. Exactly.
But I'll say that, I will say this though. I think that's just really indicative of how scarce it is to watch something original, like an original film, an original idea come to life on film, and for us to watch that. Everything is Marvel. Everything is comic book based or remakes or white people. So I think it's just I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's people were excited to see something different, I guess. And I think that's what the hype was about. But you know how I feel about Lovecraft Country, though. And a lot of people don't like Lovecraft Country, but I love Lovecraft Country.
For people to say, like, that was the only thing that, like, they were like, the dance. I was like, dang it. Like, the dance sequence.
Even though, I guess, yeah, I don't know. I also think black people get excited to see on film the ways that black culture has influenced everyone globally. And they, they looked at that was like a deep, thought provoking idea, but it's like, yeah, duh. It has influenced cultures all around the world. Absolutely. Yes.
Right. I just feel like, as a whole, if you really don't consume a lot of TV and a lot of film, or you're not a person with a lot of exposure,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I could see how that could mm-hmm. be deep. But if you know, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
But I'm happy to see it, like, do what it's
right.
doing.
I was just about to say that. I don't think the movie was bad at all.
No.
I think it was a good... Man, it was shot so beautifully.
It was a beautiful movie. Absolutely.
Shot, like, amazing cinematography. I'm thinking Oscar.
Probably.
It's Oscar.
For the cinematography?
Yes.
Yeah.
And directing.
That's another thing, too, that was original to see black people lit that way and filmed that way. That's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. One thing Michael B. Jordan gonna do is Michael B. Jordan.
Yep, pretty much.
Fruit. It was Fruitvale Panther Creed.
Jordan.
Center. Center Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and one thing that always gets to me. I have to do more research before I put my foot in my mouth.
Uh-oh.
But I hope. Yeah, I don't think. None of the main characters were Southern.
Like actual Southern?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that bothers you. Often.
It does, because.
You hate people.
It does, and it's based on
Southern
that
accent.
It's based on that one experience too.
Mm-hmm.
When I told you I had the audition, mm-hmm. and the man was like,
"You're trying to be Southern."
I think you're trying to do a Southern. Like,
I am Southern,
right? And it's crazy to me that
you like what accent,
right? And I thought I was close with you. I actually thought I was doing a Los Angeles.
Yeah,
Yeah, it still baffles me that Hollywood just gets away with like their idea of what mm-hmm. Southern is, mm-hmm.
and it's very narrow.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then people be like, "Oh, I never been there, but they told me." Oh, I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up!
Y'all talk like Paula Deen.
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That pisses me off in every because. Baby, y'all film everything in Atlanta. Y'all didn't get no. And that movie was filmed in like Mississippi or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where people still fighting for their rights just for a theater.
Mm. Yeah.
So that was that. Anyway,
shout out to Sinners.
I feel okay. Okay, gotta round it out by saying I don't think the movie was bad. I think it was good, but not as great as y'all put M's on it.
Yeah, I just think we went into it with too high of expectations.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who like really loved it, they kind of, I think most people who saw it kind of went in blind. And I was far from blind going into it.
I know people who saw it like four times.
It's crazy.
You didn't get like, I look at the end.
It's crazy. I thought it was pretty straightforward. I thought the messages were pretty straightforward.
Right. No, but what the nuance?
Yeah.
I saw it for what it was. It's like, okay. But you know.
I thought they should have, like, the Native American guy. Remember he came to the door looking for a remick?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they should have explored that more. You know what I mean? Like, he just came in and that was it.
Yeah, it was very quick.
Yeah.
It was very brief. I think you think, that's why you think parts of.
I felt like the movie was rushed.
I'm sure it's a lot on the editing floor.
Right.
I'm sure it's so much on the editing floor.
They could have took some of that juke joint and put more of like
that was very
some
long.
Backstory of Remick. Long. How did he get here? The Native Americans, why were they looking for Remick? How did they know what he was? Like, I thought that there was a lot more to explore.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's on the floor. Hey, I'm pretty sure we'll get a bonus.
He said there's no sequel.
I read somewhere, but you know, I'm not how sure this is. They were mm-hmm. thinking about doing a Sinners 2 without him.
Oh, well, that would be a mistake. They would try to do some shit like that, but that would be a mistake.
I mean, why not? Yeah, but it's. I think the movie is theirs for like 10 years.
20. Mm-hmm. After that, he owns it outright.
And then they were like, that's an unprecedented deal.
but look at the deals. That just lets you know what the deals look like.
Right. Give it to me Tuesday.
Yeah.
I want it back Tuesday. I'm loaning it to you Wednesday. Give it to me next Tuesday.
But, you know, more proof that black people can sell and that people do want to see our stories.
Oh, it's the same story, but that's neither here nor there.
That wasn't the same story. Elements of a similar story. it wasn't the same story. But
the
again,
story,
you know,
I feel like,
I feel
honestly, you know how I feel about
that something. That makes me want to go back and watch Lovecraft.
You know how I feel all about period pieces on Black history. Oh, like, mm-hmm. I feel like those are the most successful movies where we're oppressed in some type.
But I didn't know that it was going to be like that, though. I didn't realize they were going to be in the field at some point and stuff like that. So I wasn't going to watch it for that. But they didn't know that. That's what I'm saying. Anyway.
Love Island. The phenomenon sweeping America since the summer of 2024.
I can't believe you're watching this.
You can't believe it. You into it.
I can't believe
it. You into this?
I'm too old to be watching these 20-year-olds on TV.
You look.
Acting
you,
stupid like this.
Look. You into it more than me. I was like, I could have stopped it that last season. Why? Mm. Riddle me this. Why do they have a whole reality show based on?
Well, maybe they've done it before. We just don't know. Love Beyond, Love Island or something.
Yeah,
whatever it is.
They could stop. They could have stopped it.
You know, they're going to capitalize as much as they can.
Right. I mean, I'm like, we see them on TikTok. If we follow all of them on TikTok, man, we can see their life.
Whom is we?
Me.
Mm.
Me. Actually, some other people. Now, they be doing, they got whole Love Island channels. People be doing Love Island watch parties. It's a cult. I was like, I went season? Dang.
And this is season 7.
At U.S., that was the first season in the U.S.
This is the 7th season of Love Island USA.
Huh.
Yeah. Look at you.
You know what? You're right. Well, then how come people just like it became a cultural phenomenon?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Last season was the first I ever heard of this show.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, you seem to like this cast.
What?
You seem to enjoy the cast.
It's the same cast from season 6.
Y'all,
they said, let's do that again.
Yeah. And it is a bit annoying that reality TV shows doing that, trying to duplicate. That's like Love is Blind. It's a one-off.
Yeah.
Just start over.
Yeah.
Stop trying to typecast the same people. It don't make it fun.
They said the first thing we're going to show you in episode 1 is
two black.
Serena and Janae again.
Two black girls with braids. Okay? Cute, right?
You guys love them?
Cute, right?
They're back.
You know them. You love them. Give it up for Serena and Janae 2D.
For sure. Immediately. I thought that was funny. And they came in together. Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Okay. But my girl, Olandria from Alabama.
Mm.
Yeah. I like Olandria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I want to happen in this season, if y'all haven't been watching, but I'm sure y'all have, because we be late. We be late to the rest of the world on our podcast drop. So y'all already watching. What I need to happen is for Huda and Jeremiah to break up.
Everybody's waiting for that.
That's my hope.
I thought they foreshadowed that in this most recent episode when he was like, I highly, 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 highly doubt any girl could take my attention. They're foreshadowing. They know what they're doing.
He gives dumb job vibes.
Yeah. They're like a mix of she's definitely Leah.
Oh my God.
From last season. And he's a mix of Miguel and the first guy that she was with the overalls. The white guy. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
But he's a mix of the two.
Oh no, from Alabama.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was from Alabama.
Okay.
I did want to talk about this because I wanted to talk about tear manipulation, but
we could do a whole episode.
Leah and Huda are definitely the same
type of girl
of a particular persuasion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate when people in general use tears as manipulation. I don't want to come off insensitive and say, oh, because I cry. I'm sensitive and I cry for everything. However, in a situation, I'm not crying over an individual, a human.
So why you don't see it that way with Amaya?
Amaya? Mm-hmm. Oh, Amaya and Ace?
Yeah. Because she immediately went to Leah and started crying.
I feel like Leah's not on the show, doll.
Well, who would I say? What did I say?
She immediately went to Leah and started
You know
crying.
Who I'm... Huda.
Huda.
Huda. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. She immediately went to Huda and started
Huda the hope.
Crying. Oh, okay.
No. I'm just joking. But can we... Wait. Can we digress and talk about the fact... I don't want to baby shame anybody, but I do. You know, I do. I don't like when people say. I don't like when people say, the baby is not my life." Yes, it is.
It should be.
Yes,
it
is.
Sorry, but it should be.
Yes, it is. Yo, that's why when people have babies, they start hanging out with people with babies,
right?
Like, because you think differently, and y'all have stuff in common. So, yes, your baby is your life. That is your little identity. Why don't you go and tattoo them to your chest? And I think it is very manipulative to have someone talking to you and then to not disclose that.
Yeah,
that was manipulative. And I looked at the comments on her page. Don't do her wrong. Don't dog her out just because she has a baby. If he finger banged her.
Oh.
And he liked the fit.
That's crazy.
If he finger banged her, he liked the fit. He like,
oh my God.
You know, he comes off as they're the same type of person, no doubt. Same type of person,
yeah.
No doubt. But also
get attached really quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, that is manipulation. You can't just not tell somebody,
yeah.
Like, oh, I have, because if you don't want nobody with no children.
But also, why wouldn't you tell me?
Right.
If you feel connected to me and you're trying to take a relationship further, why wouldn't you tell me? Why would you hold that in? And if he felt some type of way about it, I feel like he had every right to feel some type of way about it.
He did. He said, how many?
Yeah, you 24. He said, your mom and you're 24.
Right.
That was a crazy question. But yeah.
He was thrown aback. He just doesn't want to look like an asshole.
Right.
But I think she's also letting him. So
yeah, I think she waited until they did do something physical. To tell him that.
I gotta suck him in.
Oh, I didn't say that. I just, you know, we see them in the bed every night, touching and kissing, and, you know, we see how they getting down while everybody sleep.
You know, I'm not having open air sex. I was like, is that legal?
To like do sexual things while somebody's sitting next to
you. Wow, 30 other people next to you. I'm like, is that what? But I was like, it's basically like a hostel.
Yeah, essentially.
That's what they be doing in them hostels.
They say, you know what you're getting into. This Love Island, baby.
I'm not an expat, but I know about them hostels.
But yeah. But you know, the internet, never mind. Never mind.
Well, people wouldn't know. Anyway. Yeah. I feel like. Oh, also,
what do you think
I feel
about
like
Serena and Cordell. I mean,
Taylor and Shelly.
Mm-mm.
No, she's with Olandria. I was about to say it before you asked that. I was about to say, yeah, I just feel like nobody don't like each other but Huda and Jeremiah.
I feel that way too, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, but then again, we sent her watching it and we, and you, you're telling like, oh girl, you're like, it's only been three days.
Yeah, I'm not getting into that. You talking about Maya?
Yeah.
I'm not getting into that.
We strongly disagree on that.
Yeah. Well, we could talk about
Ace.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, her being so emotionally attached, I feel like that's a little deeper than just
yeah. And I said, I do believe she's there to play the game. And once, look, they're there to play a game. And once you pick somebody, naturally, you think they like you or they're interested into spending more time with you.
But you can't say we're here to play the game and you're emotionally involved. That makes no sense to me.
I think.
And she was there for a day or two?
Yeah, but also I think, yeah, when you get picked, you are chosen. That's why she was there to be picked. And you're chosen. You think you have.
You think you have hierarchy, but you don't.
Not hierarchy. See there, that's the thing.
But that's about getting picked.
Why is that your perception of her? I just think it's a highly emotional thing. She's no different from Huda. Except for Huda just snagged the old boy up.
Yeah, I was about to say Huda and Jeremiah are I don't remember their names from last season. The ones that were.
Oh, Kayla and.
Yes.
They're going to be on and that reality show.
They all are.
Not all of them.
But that's an exception. They're the exception to the rule of the show. That's why they have recouplings.
Yeah. Which I'd be.
That's not how that it's supposed so to go.
I hope they found his ideal woman. With who? No. Jeremiah.
Oh. Oh, to come in. You want him to leave her so bad.
Yeah. I feel like she's very manipulative. I don't yeah. Yeah, I don't and I'm sympathetic to her situation, but I'm like, hey, you gonna come on a reality show and cry and you're somebody's mama?
Yeah.
But then on this episode she did say, yeah, I picked my daughter up from my mom's house on Sunday. I was like, oh.
But again,
we was all raised by our grandmamas. I get it.
But they've had that, her and Jeremiah have had that conversation of, and he's told her several times, I'm only interested in you. So those are the expectations that she has of him. So I can, even though I think it's a little ridiculous, the emotional connection or I don't know involvement that she has with the situation, but at least they've had the conversation and he's told her, hey, I'm not choosing anybody else, I'm only choosing you. He's told her that directly.
Yeah, but also
nobody else has said that on the show.
Also, they said they're not closed off, which is weird
because they say that they don't say that to each other, they say that to other people because other people are like, I mean, do you really want to put all your eggs in this basket? People have said that to him and to her.
Hey, what do you think about Ace? Ace be looking.
I think Ace on the show trying to be that dude.
But look, the way he be looking at Jeremiah Huda, every time they do something, he be like, oh.
Because he think it's stupid.
This so stupid. He be like. He'd be like, my guy. Like,
bro, that's not what we here to do.
Bro. But he also wanted his chance with Huda.
Yeah, he probably feels like
she his height.
No, you think you ever see
Did you
like,
hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said. You ever heard like dude say like, bruh, like you hovering over her, like you keeping her from talking to the rest of us. Like some dudes think like that. Like, that's lame to them. Like, why you just, you got her over here. Like, if you go to the strip club, right? And this one dude got this one stripper like pinned up in the corner, and he just keep her over there paying for dances, and other niggas is like, bruh, let her loose, right, so we can have a conversation. That's probably how he feel.
That's my favorite stripper.
I came to see her, and you got her over here in the corner.
Well, can you please send little Nick? Can you please send little Nickel Nipples back?
Like, dang, bruh. That's probably how he feel. Like, we're here to get, which is what Ace keeps saying. Like, I'm here to get to know everybody, which is what Amaya didn't like. I mean, you trying to be friends with everybody? He's like, yes. Yes, I've tried to talk to everybody.
Yeah, but also, don't nobody else want him but Shelly and her. He's going to be the Cordell of the season.
I think that...
Maybe only... exclusively, honey.
I think the way that women and men typically play these type of games on reality shows are very different.
I think... I like Taylor a lot. I was like, oh, green light Taylor. He was just waiting. He was waiting for a sign that he was safe.
Yeah. With Alandria.
He was like, I don't want a lawsuit.
Yeah. Or I don't want to do too much. Or, you know, I can understand that.
Yeah, I really like him.
But even like, you know.
I think he's the best looking guy.
Oh, okay.
You disagree with me on that because you think it's Jeremiah.
Looks. We're just talking about looks. The face of the man.
I think it's Taylor.
Okay. And I don't. I think he looks like a little boy.
And I think Jeremiah looks like a mid-age.
He does not look mid-age.
A middle-aged 20-year-old baby face.
Back to what I was... The point that I was trying to make really quick. Even on last season, you know, when they go to what Casa Amor and they split them up, they split the couples up and they give everybody new people to talk to. The women handle that situation very differently from the men. They are like, oh, I'm locked in with my dude. I'm not trying to get close to nobody else. That's not what this is supposed to be. And the men be like, let's go. We get, you know.
Yeah, that's what I hope.
And that's what Ace is doing.
He waiting for Casa Amor.
Or he just sees, these are all, he's like, these are all my options. And if the women wanted to play that way, they could. These are all my options. I don't have to lock in with one person. I can talk to all of you, but they don't play that way. And then they get offended when the person they trying to lock in with is playing that way.
I think some of them.
Yeah, some of them.
I think Shelly was playing a good game.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to tell you earlier. Shelly is like, okay, yeah, you hit it. I'm not about to chase you. She don't like Austin.
Yeah.
She don't like Austin at all, but she like, okay, I'll bet just.
Yeah, I mean, I think she did a good play. She did a good play. Yeah. Like the Austin pissed, though. He like, yeah, you know you want Shelly. Why you wait? Man, hurry up and get rid of the other chick so I can get a chick for me.
Yeah, and he playing wrong too. But again, back to...
No, Austin really... playing right because he was about to talk. That's the only reason Shelly talked to him again too, because he was talking
about to talk to
Amaya.
Yeah.
And Amaya was like, he has personality. And Shelly was like...
Yeah, he is kind of funny, huh, bitch? But yeah, back to... I don't... Like you said earlier.
Putting that together, you might be... Right about what you said.
What?
Because Shelly took her option to be with Austin, and she has the option to take Ace from her too. That's probably why she don't really like Shelly.
Yeah. And she keeps seeing him go back to Shelly.
Not just Ace, but Austin too.
But yeah. She's like, what the fuck? But yeah, at the end of the day, back to what you said, I just don't think anybody really likes anybody up here like that, other than Huda and Jeremiah.
Yeah. With that being said, woo, y'all, y'all, look, write in. What in the
basically?
Put
in.
Put me on the
contact us.
Yes, contact us with some shows that you're watching. Give us some suggestions. Hit me up in my DMs. I don't care. You know, FaceTime me. You know I like the FaceTime. yeah. Hit my DMs or hit us up at the post and delete email. That's POST, the letter N, DELETE, podcast@gmail.com. And give me some TV suggestions if you want to hear our opinions on it. Or if you want to give me your opinion and say my opinion is bullshit. Which is
they're
not.
Definitely going to be like, you. Sinners just went over your head. You just didn't get it.
Oh, I got it. But you, hey, feel free to send me a message that I'll probably ignore. Because it's my opinion. But I love to hear. No, I'm just kidding. I love to hear from y'all. Definitely email us, DM me. And, you know, episode 10, y'all, we're going to have the Patreon up. You might get to see me looking like a kneecap. Yeah. I will probably reveal my bald head. yeah. Since like, so many people like, please. Give it to him. Give him the head. I'm like, oh my God. Oh, God. Guys, would you please?
Whoa.
They like, yeah. And, yes, have a couple of people to thank this week. Thank you, Denny. Thank you, Tippy. Tippy, I don't know if you're listening. Tippy, my girl. Been down for the calls for a while. Always checking on me, but you're sending me the fluids right to my door. Don't text me, don't call me, don't say that. Just send the money. Yeah, but Tippy, thank you. Thank you, your husband, your family. And my man. Denny, thank you. You're very appreciated. Also, of course, Danielle. Of course, Danny. Love you always. Thank you for your support. And DeAndre Lacey, thank you. DeAndre Lacey always be around in my stuff. And one more shout out that I was bullied into. Trevor Joyner, very good comedian friend of mine, very, very funny, who bullies me often. He is bullying a woman who was a cancer patient. And I'm saying that indefinitely because I will be free. I will be free and I will be completely healed and well forever and going forth. Yeah, but he bullying me. And y'all know I got the cancer and I'm on the chemo. And he like, you'll never say my name. You'll never. I'm a faithful listener. I don't believe he listen, y'all. I just believe he's in my DMs trying to get some attention. And now you got it, Trevor Joyner. So thank you for listening and lying and bullying. Y'all, his page is Trevor Joyner. That's his page. So y'all make sure y'all go to his DMs and bully him. Because I think that's what he wants. He needs some attention. And, Yeah, no, it's LOL Trev. So, yeah, go to his page and bully him. Wait, you want to shout out your social?
Absolutely not. But I want to know, how did Remick get to Mississippi by himself?
I want you to know that it's over. It's done. You, of all people who complain about wrapping it up.
That's all I want to say.
We are.
Somebody write in and tell me. Did I miss that? How did Remick get to Mississippi alone? That's it. All right, y'all. Be safe out there.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for all y'all support and encouragement. This has been the Post and Delete Podcast. See y'all next week.
Bye.